At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yesterday, I did a report on how more than 5,000 UP, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh migrants working in factories as laborers in Gujarat were forced to leave the state amid fear after attacks by some angry mob over the alleged rape of a 14-month-old minor in Sabarkant district last week. The 14-month-old child was brutally raped by a migrant worker who hailed from Bihar, which later sparked off protests and violence by the locals against the non-Gujarati-speaking migrants. Now, the lawmakers of the state have come up with a new reason to politicize this heinous act. The state Congress president, Amit Chawla, said that the anger was building up for a really long time amongst these unemployed youth within the state, and the rape has acted as a trigger for the attack. Now, the Gujarat Chief Minister has proposed a new law that would make 80% of local hiring mandatory for firms. Also, 25% quotas will be part of the overall 80% jobs for the residents of Gujarat. It seems like the state government and the Chief Minister, Vijay Rupani, had found this brutal rape incident as an excuse to distract the mind of the Gujaratis and using this sad incident as a shield to push their policies against the non-Gujaratis here. And mostly their poor performance in 2017 polls, the Gujarat government has been abating such anti-migrant policies now, particularly those from UP and Bihar. Now, when Raj Thackeray, a politician from the neighboring state of Maharashtra, had once talked about the son of soil should get more benefits and how migrants are taking over the jobs of the locals, this is the same government who used to criticize him earlier. And now the same government is encouraging this anti-migrant policies and bringing new laws such as mandatory hiring for locals from the state. Why such hypocrisy now? And of course, the Gujarat state government, that is the BJP, cannot directly allege the people from UP, Bihar. Why? Because it is all about the vote bank politics and they won't try to risk anything ahead of the 2019 general election. Now one wonders what Narendra Modi, who is a resident of Gujarat and currently a member of parliament from Varanasi, has to say now. Do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.